So we know the federal government does a population census every decade. But did you know it also counts trees? The U.S. Forest Service inventories the types and condition of trees in sample plots spread out across the country. And they've been doing it since the 1930s. For most of that time, when that random sample plot fell within an urban area, which wasn't technically a forest, they didn't count it. But 80% of us live in or near cities. So in 2014, they started to record what was happening with urban trees. And now Pittsburgh is one of a growing number of cities on their radar. I met up with some foresters near an elementary school just north of Pittsburgh as they were collecting the data this summer. Mike Whitehill meets me in the parking lot behind the school, then holds my hand as we traverse down a steep slope where wooden steps have been swallowed by a grassy hillside.
So be careful going down here.
As we wade through waist-high wildflowers, our shirts are constantly getting stuck on thorny branches.
This is multiflora rose, very bad invasive, something that will tally on this plot.
He says it can crowd out native plants and trees. We made it.
Okay, we have company.
At the bottom, I meet Whitehill's colleague, Mitch Pennebaker. He says first we're inspecting what's happening under the tree canopy, low to the ground.
We're looking at seedlings and saplings. A sapling is anything greater than an inch in diameter, but less than 5 inches, which is the cutoff for a tree.
Okay, we do have an ash. Which, have you heard anything about the emerald ash borer?
It's another invasive pest. This one is a beetle that's wiped out millions of ash trees.
I've been measuring dead and dying ash in Pennsylvania for the last 3 years. I don't know that we know what's going to happen with the seedlings. If the borer is going to be around to kill them when they get big enough, so we don't really know. But it is nice to see we still have some seedlings.
I think this is a hawthorn, Mitch. Then we got another ash. Two more ash.
As he shouts them out, Pennebaker enters the species into a data recorder hanging around his neck. It looks like the kind of machine you sign when a package is delivered.
And then we also code building data. You know, trees obviously provide shade to buildings, which lower cooling costs. So now the fun begins, Mike.
Yes, it does.
It's time to count the big trees.
This is our plot center. So from this dowel, any trees within 48 feet we're going to measure. So it looks like to me we're going to have maybe 10 to 15, which isn't a lot.
He says that hasn't been the case in other urban plots here.
It seems like the city of Pittsburgh has a lot of areas that are too steep that didn't get developed. So with a random sample of these plots, a lot of them fall in there. So it's a challenge. Okay, I'm going in, Mitch. Okay, that's the distance.
That'll be 35.7.
Okay, and then this tree's got a bunch of poison ivy on it. Not sure how I'm gonna approach this. I gotta get some of that ivy off of it. I'm fairly allergic to poison ivy, so we can't estimate them.
It's a black cherry tree.
762 for our purposes. We code all in numbers.
Whitehall nimbly climbs back up the bank to get a wider view and peers through the scope of a laser. He points it at the cherry tree to determine its height.
It has a little red bead. You just gotta get it on any part of the bole. The bole is, you know, below the foliage, down to the stump. See, it shows me it's 44 feet away. And once I got that, then you just shoot the base and then the top, and it spits out a number. 84 feet, Mitch. It's a tall one.
It has a thin crown. That's the leafy part of the tree. Whitehill's also looking for how much of the tree gets sunlight and if there are any dead branches.
When you're out like enjoying nature and you're not working, do you look at trees and assess them?
I know what I like in a tree. Open grown white oaks, you know, with a real big crown. Sometimes you see them in old fields. I like that kind of look. Yeah, I guess I assess trees on my own time. It's kind of fun.
Whitehill and Pennebaker and a handful of others will keep plodding along. It'll take 7 years to collect all of the data on Pittsburgh's 200 sample sites. Forest inventory analysis data is available online, and it's free. As always, there's more on our website, alleghenyfront.org.